This is the Notable Kentucky Podcast. I'm your host, JC Phelps, a Kentuckian dedicated to sharing the stories, people, and events of note from the Louisville area and from around the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank y'all for joining me, and let's get started. In the notable headlines, Louisville's premier bourbon and music festival, Bourbon and Beyond, has released its lineup. The festival will happen September 14th through 17th at Highlands Festival Grounds on Phillips Lane. Headliners this year include Bruno Mars, The Killers, Brandi Carlile, The Black Keys, Duran Duran, Train, Hozier, Blondie, and the Avett Brothers. There will be over 65 acts performing at the 2023 Bourbon and Beyond Festival, and you can learn more at bourbonandbeyond.com. Derby has long been regarded as the locals' day during Derby Week at Churchill Downs, but this year, y'all, that changes. 502 Tuesday is the new day for locals in Derby City, which offers admission starting at just $5. Churchill Downs, in a release, said that 502 Tuesday is dedicated to the 502, with the best of Louisville on full display. You can learn more at churchilldowns.com. According to a release from the Justice Department on Wednesday, the Louisville Metro Police Department routinely uses excessive force and practices, quote, an aggressive style of policing, unquote, against Black people. Nearly 3 years after Breonna Taylor was shot and killed by Louisville police, the United States Department of Justice says that it has found probable cause to believe that the LMPD has violated federal law and the Constitution. During a press conference Wednesday in Louisville, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that a DOJ investigation revealed that LMPD and Louisville Metro government violated the First and Fourth Amendments, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Safe Streets Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. The DOJ said it would enter into a consent decree with LMPD, and the department would have to work with the DOJ to improve upon the department's issues. There's good news for economic development in Derby City. In 2022, Louisville Metro Government's Department of Economic Development worked on more than 50 economic development projects that brought nearly 3,700 new jobs to Louisville, Jefferson County, with an average annual wage of $61,910. The 50-plus projects also brought a record-setting $2.09 billion in new capital investment. The work of the Metropolitan Region's economic development partners first gained national recognition in January when an analysis by Gusto Inc. found that Louisville was the number four U.S. Metro for year-over-year job growth. Site Selection magazine, the nation's leading publication for corporate expansion and area economic development, named Louisville a top 10 U.S. Metro for economic development. As a metro with a population of over 1 million people, Louisville moved up from number 7 in 2021 and number 5 in 2022 in the projects per capita category, beating out Charlotte, Nashville, Indianapolis, Columbus, Ohio, Richmond, Virginia, St. Louis, and Kansas City. Only Austin, Dallas, Cincinnati, and Chicago ranked higher than Louisville. Food and beverage news of note. Make your reservations today for Apron Inc.'s Dine Around, Dine In Club. Every Tuesday in March, various local restaurants will host a special Apron Inc. menu where 20% of the proceeds serve those who serve you. Restaurants participating this Tuesday, March 14th, are the Red Yeti, Six Forks Burgers, Anish Bistro, and Four Pegs. Red Yeti and Four Pegs are offering their dinners for two at $50, while Anish Bistro and Six Forks Burgers will be offering their dinner for two at $100. Please call the restaurant of your choice to make your reservations for next Tuesday, and be sure to mention Apron Inc. Local favorite, and a favorite of mine, I must say, Dairy Dell reopened for the season on March 7th. Located at 1516 South Shelby Street, Dairy Dell sells delicious sweet treats and food seasonally, most usually March through November. And if you're anything like me, you mourn when they close. Along with their ever-popular drive-thru, Dairydale is bringing back the beloved walk-up window, which has been out of operation since COVID. I personally am very excited. Mochi Donuts are coming to Louisville. After operating a few pop-ups, a Mochi Donut shop is opening up inside the food hall, Louisville Streetery, in March. Mochi Donuts are a fusion pastry crossing traditional American donuts and Japanese mochi, a traditional bun-shaped rice cake, which makes a fluffy, moist donut with a satisfying chew and a crisp outer shell. The treat was popularized in Japan before making its way to the United States via Hawaii. More beer is coming to Norton Commons. Atrium Brewing, a favorite in the Shelby Park neighborhood, is adding their second location in Norton Commons, as they are the fourth tenant announced for the $70 million Lyric apartment complex on River Beauty Loop in Prospect. Burger fans, get ready. Toasty's Tavern announced that it has partnered up with Gravely Brewing Company to provide Louisville craft beer fans with delicious food. Lil Toasty's food truck will move into the space at the Phoenix Hill Brewery, previously occupied by Mayan Street Food. This will be Toasty's second location, with the original being in Shelby Park. Notable events to attend: Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations is an electrifying new smash hit Broadway musical that follows the Temptations' extraordinary journey from the streets of Detroit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. With their signature dance moves and silky smooth harmonies, they rose to the top of the charts, creating an amazing 42 top 10 hits, with 14 reaching number 1. Nominated for 12 Tony Awards and the winner of the 2019 Tony Award for Best Choreography, Ain't Too Proud tells the thrilling story of brotherhood, family, loyalty, and betrayal as the group's personal and political conflicts threaten to tear them apart during a decade of civil unrest in America. You can purchase tickets at KentuckyPerformingArts.com. org. The Festival of Lights returns. Experience unique locations from around the world as you stroll through the Louisville Zoo under the light of enormous handcrafted silk-covered lanterns. Don't miss the thrilling sights of the region's largest lantern festival, with thousands of lanterns aglow with more than 50,000 LED light bulbs. You can order tickets at LouisvilleZoo.org. Have y'all ever had burgoo? On Saturday, March 18th, at 3 p.m. Against the Grain will be host to Louisville's second annual Burgoo Bash, a pro-am cook-off aimed at bringing out the best amateur and professional burgoo makers in the region. Burgoo, the uniquely Kentucky stew, is interpreted in a multitude of ways around the state, and they are all welcome to be showcased at the Burgoo Bowl. Participants will compete for top honors in three categories: most creative recipe, people's choice, and best in show. Prizes include trophies, gift certificates, and most importantly, bragging rights. A $10 entry gets you a sampling of all of the participating burgoos and a vote, and $15 gets you a burgoo sampling and an Against the Grain beer. This event will benefit Apron Inc. Thank y'all for being here for another episode of Notable Kentucky. You can keep up with Notable Kentucky wherever you receive your podcasts, on NotableKentucky.com and on both Facebook and Instagram at Notable Kentucky. If you enjoyed the podcast today, I would so appreciate if you would subscribe and provide a 5-star review. If you have a story of note, please feel free to email me at NotableKentucky@gmail.com, or you can message me on social media. I would love to push that out for you. As my Auntie JJ always said, make today a great day. Y'all come back now, you hear. Signing off for Notable Kentucky, I'm JC Phelps.